My name is Isabella and I'm 16. Fresh Face Friday is about body positivity and accepting yourself and accepting others and finding ways to feel good about yourself and love yourself and just have a fresh perspective on things. That's why it's called Fresh Face Friday.
So I just watched a video where people were holding up pieces of paper that said things they didn't like about themselves, and you were in that video tearing up one of the pieces of paper. What did your paper say?
I'm not curvy enough and I hate my nose. I feel like this, in today, the ideal body is really curvaceous and, you know, with the massive bosom and the tiny little stomach and the huge, you know, and it's just so unrealistic. And I'm very, very thin, and I feel like boys especially don't really appreciate my body because I don't have any shape.
But you do realise that curvy women would say, "I wish I was thin like her."
Yeah, everyone wants what they don't have, and it's, yeah.
How do you deal with that?
Some days it really drags me down and I think, oh, I really wish I had, you know, I was really curvy. But some days I'm just like, you know what, I was given this body for a reason and I can do cool things like fit into clothes that are like 4 sizes too small for me, and there's good and bad.
Hi, I'm Gabe and I'm the Year 10 PDHPE teacher. It's the Year 10s running an event that's raising awareness about the importance of healthy body image, and it's peer-led teaching for younger students. Well, they've made cupcakes and they've put little compliments on them, and that's the reward for taking part in the activity. The students have all given up their Friday afternoon sport to do this. Fresh Face Friday has got a Tear It Up campaign where they've written something about themselves that they think is a negative thought, and the idea is to tear it up. We're tearing up those papers and they're soaking them in water and making paper mache bombs, and we're going to have a negativity wall and throw those negative vibes onto the wall. There's also other activities where they're getting students to recognise their positive qualities and write that down and recognise that in others. We've also got a little concert happening this afternoon, and some students have written some rap songs that are about positive body image. And it's really powerful, the raps, because it's coming from the boys, and often it's the girls that are saying negative things about themselves.
I'm Darian, 16. It's not really about your physical appearance that matters. It's all about, you know, what you've got in your head, and, yeah, just accept who you are, really.
Can you give me a sample?
I don't care about her body shape or size. She's beautiful is all that seems to cross my mind. So I came out, told her, seemed to catch her by surprise. I said my words clearly, non-verbally disguised. Imagine my shock when she thought it was all lies, that she thought all I cared about was her hips and thighs.
Hi, I'm Asher. I'm 15. I think society today do, like, really turn on the motive of having a thin body and stuff, but I also think that the generation that we have today, most of them do realise that the media isn't all that we need to think about. And I think a lot of people do, going through high school, need to recognize that body image isn't the most important thing, and to accept yourself and to love yourself and stuff.
I'm Asaya, I go to Shearwater Steiner School. I haven't been at this school for very long, but I know at my old school, when we were going through the phase of, like, from year 7 to year 9, we were very self-conscious and really quite judgy on our bodies. But I think now, certainly me, we're sort of getting more confident and sort of, like, not really minding as much what other people think about ourselves. And so, yeah, it's really great to be doing this for the younger ones.
Do you mind if I ask what you didn't like about yourself when you were younger?
Oh, my God. I thought that I was really ugly, and I thought that I was really fat. And, I was just really self-conscious about a lot of things about my body. But, yeah, I was also going through a tough time with other things and friends and stuff like that. So that didn't really help. But, yeah.
What do you think contributes to people's low self-esteem or bad body image?
Well, I definitely think the media and, like, what they're seeing around them has a huge impact, especially if they're seeing, like, really skinny models. Like, if they're on Tumblr, there's a lot of photos of, like, really skinny models and stuff up there, and, like, just advertising and stuff. But also I feel like social groups and stuff like that really impact it as well. Like, if you don't have a strong sort of friend group, then I feel like that can lead to people feeling insecure and then, yeah, that sort of progression.
My name's Saffron, I'm 16. It's just promoting positive body image and just assessing, like, all the difficulties around body image around an array of ages, And, yeah, just trying to let people know that they're in it together, like everybody deals with these issues and that it doesn't have to be all about negativity.
When do you think body image issues begin?
We had this conversation in class and people were saying that they actually remember worrying about their body, like, back in, like, mid to, like, later primary school, so, like, year five even starting, which is pretty sad, I think, that people are worried about that when they're still so young.
Where do you think that comes from?
I think it definitely evolved around beginning in probably magazines and newspapers, but now that in our days that we have such a broad, like, media and it's just everywhere, like, it's all over the media.
Have you ever experienced body image issues yourself?
Yeah, I reckon I have personally. I think everybody goes through it in some stage in their life, some people obviously worse than others, but I think that it's not really worth worrying about because it's just going to make things harder for yourself. To be confident in your body is something that everybody should be, and there's nothing holding you back from being confident in your body. And everybody's a different shape, a different size. Everybody's different, but we're all beautiful in our own ways.